These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show. For the week ending February 15th, 2019, I'm Tom Merritt. Software developer Philip Wang has used an open source implementation of a generative adversarial network, or GAN, to create a website called thispersondoesnotexist.com. The GAN runs on NVIDIA software and creates a human face every 2 seconds. As you refresh the website, you'll get the latest creation. It's important to note that GANs don't assemble new faces from real faces, but learn how to create an image from scratch based on training from image data of real faces. Sources tell the Washington Post that Facebook and the Federal Trade Commission are in negotiations over a multi-billion dollar fine to settle an investigation into the company's privacy practices. The FTC has been investigating whether Facebook violated its 2011 agreement. Facebook agreed to notify users clearly before sharing personal data with third parties and was barred from deceiving users about its privacy practices. Facebook could agree to a fine and change of practices, and the FTC could implement tougher backup checks to ensure compliance, or Facebook could also go to court. Wired's Tom Simonite reports that OpenAI, founded by Elon Musk and Sam Altman in order to give away new AI discoveries, has developed something they don't feel safe giving away. The system was designed to learn patterns of language and scores better on reading comprehension tests than any other automated system. But it's the ability of the system to generate text that feels real that has the OpenAI organization concerned. A research paper was published, but not the full model or training data. Google has also put constraints on sharing its AI research over expressed fears of misuse. The trilogue negotiations over the EU copyright directive have ended with an agreement that keeps Article 11, the snippets rule, and Article 13, the upload filter rule, in place. The final version of Article 11 will require any site of any size that reproduces more than single words or very short extracts of news stories to get a license. Article 13 requires commercial sites and apps to make best efforts to buy licenses for anything that users might upload and prevent unlicensed works from being uploaded. Sites become liable for infringements that are a result of insufficient efforts. The final text now returns to the EU Council and EU Parliament for approval, starting Monday, February 18th, with a vote by EU Parliament's Legal Affairs Committee. Reports filed with the Federal Trade Commission in the United States show that the U.S. lost $143 million to scammers last year, which is only 1.5% of all fraud tracked by the agency. But of that total, the majority of scams were related to online dating. This is a big jump from 2015, when Americans reported just $33 million in romance scams, according to the agency. People between ages 40 to 69 reported the majority of dating scams, but people over the age of 70 had the biggest losses, with the median around $10,000. By contrast, those between the ages of 20 and 29 reported a median loss of about $1,000. Bloomberg reports that Logitech and other device makers have objected to constant requests for data from Amazon and Google smart assistants. In other words, they're being asked to send data every time something happens, like a light is turned off, or a channel is changed on a TV, or a door is locked or unlocked. Amazon and Google say they want the data to improve response time to voice commands. Logitech has responded by purposefully providing generic information. Amazon says it does not sell the user data for advertising. Google did not comment. Someone wiped out almost 2 decades worth of data and backups at email provider VF Email in just a matter of hours. The attacker had passwords, but also used multiple means to access multiple servers, including mail hosts, VM hosts, and a SQL server cluster, and reformatted most of the drives. VF Email is sending email again, but subfolders and filters for most users were no longer in place. VF Email was founded in 2001. Legislation to give Russia more control over its internet traffic passed its first 3 readings in the Duma, Russia's lower chamber of parliament. The bill would route data through state-controlled infrastructure, install equipment to identify traffic sources and block banned content, and develop a national domain name system for use in case the country was cut off from the rest of the internet. The bill must pass 2 more votes in the Duma before being voted on the upper chamber, and if passed, in all those cases, signed by the president. TechCrunch reports a dozen apps using Apple's Developer Enterprise program can be loaded onto iOS devices outside the Apple App Store, even though Apple bans things like pornography within apps. And while gambling apps are permitted, they're strictly overseen in the regular App Store. The apps in question clearly violate Apple's Enterprise program rules, which only allow distribution to employees of the company of issue of the certificates. RSA's Data Privacy and Security Survey for 2019 found that while people enjoy personalized services, respondents did not want them at the expense of privacy. 17% of respondents viewed tailored advertisements as ethical, and 24% said personalization to create tailored news feeds was ethical. Finally, Amazon is acquiring home mesh router startup Eero. Eero's privacy policy hasn't changed, and the company tweeted it will continue to protect customer privacy, noting that Eero does not track customers' internet activity, and this policy will not change with the acquisition. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.